B'tachon for Life, Shir 652, Monday, Parshas Behar. We are quoting a very important concept from the Sfarim, that when a person decides to hurt you, Chas V'Shalom, it wasn't him, it was the Rabbeinu Shalom that decided that you should get hurt, Chas V'Shalom. And this person made the decision to be the one to fill the shoes of the individual that is supposed to hurt you. But it has nothing to do with that person. Now this answers the question for all practical purposes. It helps us understand how we should view other people's bechira. But we just have to add one point to this discussion, because it is still not answered completely. Let's take, for example, a person is walking down the street and he slips on some ice and chas v'shalom he falls. Who decided that he should slip on that ice? The Rabbeinu Shalom. It has nothing to do with the rain or the snow. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say somebody else maliciously left the ice over there and somebody slips on it. Who is responsible? That person is responsible. He created a bar. He created an obstacle in Mishul Sarabim. He's responsible. But the way you look at it is as if the Rabbeinu Shalom did it. Because if he wouldn't have decided to put the ice would have come from a different source. There was nigzar min hashamayim that this person should slip on ice. Somebody else decided to put ice there, and he fulfilled the gzeira of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's how we explained it. There's just one serious problem with this explanation. Because if somebody slipped on ice, let's say it came min hashamayim and nothing to do with anybody else, the Rabbeinu Shalom decided which ice the person is going to slip on. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom decides everything in this world. Which bottle of milk you're going to buy from the store. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides. So when a person Chas V'Shalom slips on ice, the Rabbeinu Shalom decided that the ice should be in that spot, and it should be this ice, and this person should slip on that ice. Or let's take, for example, a person's walking down the street, and Chas V'Shalom, a branch from a tree, falls on him and hurts him. It was nigzar min hashamayim that this branch should fall down and hurt the person. That is basic hashgacha pratis that everybody understands. So if that's true, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that this branch at that specific moment should hurt you, so why when it comes to somebody else, when somebody else takes the branch, chas v'shalom, and hurts you, why over there do we say that the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't decide that that person should hurt you? The Rabbeinu Shalom decided that you should get hurt by a branch. And that person decided to be the one to hurt you with the branch. Why when a branch falls from a tree do we say that the Rabbeinu Shalom decided which branch should fall? And when somebody else hurts you, do we say that the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't decide which person will hurt you? Rather, the Rabbeinu Shalom decided that you should get hurt, Chas V'Shalom, and this person decided to fill the shoes of the one that's supposed to hurt you, Chas V'Shalom. What's the difference between these two scenarios? It's a very fundamental question. We'll, Be'ez Hashem, continue this discussion.